Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from Venice 75th, so the 75th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk again about 28 Times Cinema, and I'm sharing the office, the studio under the arcades here at Lido, with a Lithuanian representative of this year's edition. So welcome Martina, welcome to Fred.
Thank you for having me.
Great. First of all, Martina, tell our listeners a bit more about this project, because it has been running since a bit, I think. It's not the first year, of course. But tell our listeners what you are asked to do and what were also your expectations before coming here to Venice?
So the whole idea of this project is to compose a jury made of 28 members from each state, each country from European Union. And what we basically do, we judge films from Giornate degli Autori program. But what we're really doing is, I guess, just learning how to communicate, because I think that European Union really lacks this now. So, yeah. This is what we do. We talk and we discuss things and we try to accept each other's opinions and views that are very, very different because we come from different backgrounds.
Yes, of course. And how do you feel in this role? How do you feel in the shoes of a judge? I mean, is that something that fits your personality, or it's something strange for you? Weird.
I feel great. It's strange, but it's wonderful. You can just flash your jury badge and people feel like, oh, you're important. But actually, it's very wonderful to have a seat at the table and that your voice can be heard. And yeah, because we cannot just say our opinion that it would make an impact. And now we're discussing movies that talk about very important and harsh topics. And we can express our thoughts, and it can impact lives of real people, because the main prize of the Giornate degli Autori is 20,000 euros, I guess.
And yeah, correct, 20, yeah.
Yeah, so
I guess, yes.
It can help a director to make another feature.
Of course, nowadays, yes.
Yeah, so that's a lot, I think.
And I'm curious, how it works? I mean, how is your day? What do you do? And how do you vote your films? I mean, do you have to write something, or it's just something about a normal discussion, or there's something written, I don't know, a review or something that then is sort of, you collect them all, and from this collection of reviews, you get the winner film, or how does it work?
So about our daily lives here, I guess, we do a lot of stuff. We have workshops. For example, I attended the European Cinemas workshop where we had to...
It was very, very popular. You are not the first who attended kind.
So we had to create an imaginary festival, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it was a festival about sexuality that we wanted to held it in Vilnius. Because Vilnius is the G-spot of Europe, mm-hmm. As our new traveling campaign says, because nobody knows where it is, but when you find it, it's amazing. I just want to give this wonderful campaign credit here. We go to a lot of panels, like we had discussions with Lux Prize finalists and mm-hmm. European, how is it called? Parliament? Yeah, European Parliament. Yeah, also we eat a lot of ice cream. We rant about movies a lot. And also we have jury discussions. We had, I think, four of them.
Four each day?
No, four through 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we just sit in a circle and we talk about movies and we fight and we agree. And
of course,
this is how it works.
As any discussions.
Yeah, and then during the third meeting, we chose three finalists. It was Relove, Villeneuve, and Pearl. And today we had the last jury meeting that was public, and we voted. We wrote down the name of the movie that we thought should win.
Among these three, of course.
Yeah. Okay. And Relove won. So, congratulations.
I just want to know something more about you and about how you about where the passion for cinema comes from.
Okay, so I guess it started during my first year in high school. I went to this workshop, maybe camp would be a better word, I guess. It was organized by the biggest Lithuanian film festival, Kino Pavasaris.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to make short movies in groups. And my group made an animated clip about potatoes.
Oh.
And yeah, so it started with potatoes. Now I'm here. I can see some progress.
Yes,
so.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A big progress. And I read in some of the bio notes that are spread on the internet about you that indeed the job you would like to do is the astronaut.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Am I right? Okay. So, did you have the chance to see The First Man, the opening film here
no,
in Venice?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's a pity.
Yeah, but I'm very, like, into movies with Ryan Gosling, so I'll see it, like, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
I also would love to be an FBI agent, so, yeah.
Well, it's something that has anything to do, nothing to do with cinema, but
it actually does, I guess. I think like all of these three jobs, astronaut, FBI agent, and filmmaker, are mostly about solving mysteries and like going into the unknown. That's kind of poetic, I guess. But yeah, I feel that they're actually connected. So I would be happy if I was a filmmaker as well.
Great. I like this answer. So, thank you so much, Martina, for having shared your experience with Fred, the festival insider from the 75th edition of the Venice International Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.